Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Got a lot that I want to get into regarding some players and their future in the NBA. Giannis Antetokounmpo. This is what my summer is going to be. Trade packages. People putting together these offers. Is he going to go here? Is he going to go there? It's going to be incessant and overbearing and possibly realistic. So we'll see how that goes. And then LeBron James, who has a player option, likely will opt into that. But do we assume that he ends his career in Los Angeles? Should we be speaking louder on that and wondering? Plenty to get into tonight. 888-710-4ISN. We'll start the hour with our friend Lee, who is in Baltimore. Hello, Lee.
What's up, Bart?
What's up, Lee?
Happy Friday to you and yours, my G.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got a lot to catch up on. I haven't got a chance to get to you, Bart. I've just been having a lot on my plate, a lot going on. You know, sports world is going crazy. It's just been a lot going on. I mean, the NHL playoffs is going on right now. The NBA playoffs are going on right now. And I am, for some reason, not watching none of that. I've just been watching a lot of baseball for some reason.
Baseball? You know,
yes, yes, baseball. Yes, you gotta love baseball.
What have you been? Who have you been watching?
I've been watching your Brewers getting their butt kicked. I mean, they just lost 10-0 by the Chicago Cubs. I mean, listen,
you watch
listen,
that
Bart,
game? That's
guy.
Like that's on Apple TV. You're watching Apple TV.
I got
you?
Every game. I got YouTube TV, so I have like four screens. I have two TVs, so I have 8 games playing at one time. You know,
yeah, Brewers lost tonight 10-0 to Carlos's Cubs.
Oh, hold on. Not only tonight, let's go back to yesterday. They lost yesterday to the White Sox, 8-0. What is going on with the Brewers?
The Brewers lost to both Chicago teams by a combined 18-0 in 2 days. Yes. Thank you for bringing it up.
All right, Bart. Well, listen. You're not the only one that's going through it in baseball. My baby birds are doing pretty bad right now. We don't have no pitchers right now. The best pitcher we have is a closer, and that's Felix Bautista. But I just don't know what's going on with my Orioles, Bart. I just hope we start to get hot some kind of how. But right now, it's just not looking good for us, Bart. And I'm kind of pissed off at the baby birds, you know. But yeah. Bart. Yeah, I heard you was talking about Shedeur Sanders the other day about that.
The other day,
kind of late with that, but you know I got to give my input right now. Then I'm gonna let you go.
All right, what do you got?
I feel like this. So basically, Shedeur Sanders is this kind of guy, you know, that wants attention, a lot of attention, and he thinks he's the man. This is just my opinion. This might not be anybody else's opinion across the United States. Or wherever you're from. I feel like Shedeur Sanders has put that staple right now on the NFL like he is the man. He hasn't played one snap right now, so you can't say that you're the man, and I think that's why his draft pick ended up in the 5th round all the way down there to show him that you are not in control and you are not the man. I think you said something like this the other day, though, Bart.
Well, I think, Lee, I'm going to let you go, but good to hear from you, bud.
Yes, sir.
That's Lee in Baltimore. And I like that he called. Just wanted to catch up on some things. I think Friday's a good day to do that. Look, if you weren't able to get in, didn't hit one of the topics, Friday free-for-all or something, we can brand it. We like to brand things. So it's good to hear from Lee. With Shedeur, what's been interesting in following this now is a lot of, well,
teams just didn't have a first-round grade on him, nor did he think he's a starter in this league.
Okay. Why is nobody saying that before? Why is he getting looked at as a starter in this league until he wasn't a starter in this league? I think everybody's rushing to talk about how, we didn't. I mean, it's clear what happened. There's a lot that comes with Shedeur Sanders. Even if it's not Deion, like, there's a lot that comes with him. How he treated the interviews. How he skipped a lot of the opportunities to showcase himself. How they overplayed their hand and had a draft party and spent a lot of money on that party. There's a lot of production value that goes into Shedeur Sanders. This is a tip that I try to give people that want to know about, you know, radio or at least podcasting. I think in podcasting, there's so many people that think if I'm going to start a podcast, I gotta go out and get a microphone that's worth $1,000. I gotta get, you know, the two chairs and a backdrop. I gotta get a studio. I gotta get it all set up. And you can do that and spend a lot of money on something, but if the content's no good, people aren't going to stick around for it. Or you could just open a microphone, maybe just open the microphone that's attached to your laptop, talk into there against a backdrop that's a blank wall, and just go. And if your content's good enough, people will start returning. And when people start returning, you can then make it a revenue stream. And when you make it a revenue stream, you can go and get all that stuff. There's so many people that try to go for the glamour first, but you got to be productive. You got to be worthwhile. Another tip that may never come in handy. This is something that I ran into in school a lot. When you're supposed to write like a story or a book with a title, you title it last. Don't think of the title first and then write the story. You write the story and then you come up with a title after the story. I'm just spouting random wisdom. That's one of the features of the show. So I think that's what happened with Shedeur. I think a lot of teams would look at him as a worthy quarterback. Now I think there's a lot of guys that are maybe doing a little damage control. Not everybody thinks he's a starter. I think if he gets the opportunity to start, he will impress. But now he's going to start for the Browns. If he starts at all, there's another rookie there. So the guy that's coming with the most, not even baggage, but just like he's coming with the most. There's a lot of things that come with Shedeur. Now the setup he's going to be in is where there's just a lot of people in general. And it's maybe the toughest quarterback room to figure out. Just kind of an interesting situation there. Were you able to see, Carlos, much of your Cubs beat my Brewers tonight, 10-0 in Milwaukee?
Not one pitch, unfortunately.
Yeah, it was on Apple TV, which people always complain about. Whatever. I did watch some of it at home, and then it crapped out for 20 minutes, so that was... But again, the Brewers were down big. So
I would say you crapped out, or was it the first inning?
It wasn't the worst thing in the world. But this is always a series where Chicago fans, even though on the road they're under 500 in the last 10 years in Milwaukee, Chicago fans do like to come up to Milwaukee, call it Wrigley North.
Well, it is Wrigley North.
It is not.
It's
but
not?
But they like to come up and really try to take over the building.
I could have sworn for the longest time it was Wrigley Field North.
It's American Family Field is what it's named.
Oh. That name kind of sucks. I think Wrigley Field North is actually better.
It was previously named Miller Park.
Now that's a kick-ass name.
Yeah. So it was named, fun fact about Miller Park is the street that the Brewers play on is actually off, I believe, 43rd Street. So when the Brewers built their ballpark and named it Miller Park, they renamed the entire street, which runs through the city, Miller Parkway. At least a good portion of it. But then the Brewers changed the name of their stadium, so now they change just their little section in front of the stadium to Brewers Boulevard. But then there's still like a bunch of houses and stores that are on Miller Park Way.
That's so terrible.
There's like a Target. It's on Miller Park Way. Houses. Because the Brewers would have had to pay to change. I think the Brewers would have had to pay to change the whole street to be renamed Brewers Boulevard. Because to change a street name, it's you got to change the street name, but you also have to change everybody's correspondence. And that's like not cheap to do. If the name of your street just changes, if you move, that's one thing. But if all of a sudden you live on Brewers Boulevard after living on Miller Park Way, like you gotta change your address. That's a hassle. That's ID changes. That's passport change. That's you can't do it. It's
yeah. A hassle. Yeah, that sounds terrible. I wish I could change my street name.
Well, I'm not going to ask you what street you live on.
Oh, well, don't, because I won't say it. But I will say that it's actually a number. Now, the problem with this number is that I live on this numbered, and it's drive. Right next to me, it's the same number, and it's street. One block over, it's the same number, but it's lane. And one block over, it's the same number, but it's court.
Wow, four of them. Brutal.
It's so dumb. And
you ever get your burritos?
What's crazy is my drive is the only one that runs, let's just say, east to west. The other ones are all north to south. So I'm actually on the intersection of the same number. So people miss my house all the time.
Like when Kramer got stuck on First and First.
That's exactly right.
Jeez.
I'm on insert number here, insert number here.
Man, my brother once one of my brothers is so bad at spelling and like so bad at spelling. And he's like, hey, come to my house. We live on something circle. And he typed to us circle, S-E-R-C-L-E. And we made so much fun of him. And then we got to his house and the sign spelled S-C-R-C-L-E. So like,
wow,
they spelled circle wrong. Or it's some other way to spell circle. I don't know. It's just the one guy that I know that can spell the worst lives on a circle, and circle spelled wrong. How funny that.
How appropriate, yeah.
To be. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Lee had brought up baseball. The Orioles not doing great. They're 13-18. They did beat the Royals tonight, 3-0. But a couple of weeks ago, I looked at the standings, just glanced at the standings, and thought what these standings look like right now, it's pretty conceivable that they could look like at the end of September. And looking at it now, that's still pretty conceivable that where we're at now is a good snapshot for where we're going to be at the end of the month or at the end of the season, barring a few teams. I think the Orioles being in last place in the East, Yankees, Red Sox, Blue Jays, Rays, and Orioles, there was a lot more expected out of the Orioles. If I'm not mistaken, I will double check what I had for predictions. I took the Orioles to go to the World Series.
Oops.
I think you took the Royals.
I did.
Yeah, I've got our predictions here. I took the Orioles to not win. Oh, yeah, to win the division. Wow. Yikes. Plenty of time.
Yep, still early.
To do that. Royals a little better, 17-16. So our AL World Series teams in a series this weekend as our real teams in a series this weekend. But that is one that could change. The Tigers, the first team in the American League to get to 20 wins. People in Detroit very happy about that, as they should be. We'll see who wins that division. Detroit, Cleveland, maybe Kansas City. They're all top three. That could be how it finishes. The West, the Athletics, just the Athletics. It's just the Athletics. They're 18 and 15, and they're in second in the AL West. Mariners, Athletics, Astros, Rangers, Angels. And you wouldn't believe this, but Mike Trout is on the injured list again. The National League, Mets, Phillies, Braves rebounding after their horrid start. Seen a lot of people talk about how the Phillies are done. The Phillies window is closed. They're 18 and 14, and they're three back of the Mets. I don't know what the freakout is with everybody in Philadelphia, but the freakout definitely is happening in Philadelphia. NL Central, Cubs playing better than I thought they would, but I do think it's not an anomaly. I think, yeah, the Cubs might have put together something pretty decent here. They're first in the Central, Reds and Brewers, Cardinals behind. And then the Dodgers have taken first now in the West. Padres and Giants behind. You will probably see those three teams all make the postseason. Diamondbacks not too far out either. So right now, I don't know that the standings look that much different than what they're going to come the end of the season. And if that's the case, you've got the Yankees, Tigers, Mariners, Mets, Cubs, Dodgers, division winners. I would say you probably got five of the six. You know, I don't know. Maybe four, but we could have five of the six division winners right now in front in their respective divisions. Got a long season to go, but I just feel like, you know, anything can happen. But the way that it's shaken out is the cream has risen already, and the teams that sink. The floaters float. The sinkers sink. I don't know if that's a thing, but I kind of like it. And that's where we're at in baseball right now. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Warriors and Rockets, fourth quarter. Rockets up six. We'll have reaction to this game when it concludes. Lakers are out of the playoffs. Bucks are out of the playoffs. What's Giannis's future? Also, what's LeBron's future? He wouldn't be playing tonight. MCL strain. He wouldn't be playing tonight if the Lakers did advance to a game six. Player option for him. Seems like he'll opt in. But what's the next goal for LeBron? Does he want to play with... He's got another son in college. Does he want to play with him? Does he want to try to win another title? Would he go somewhere to just kind of like hang out, play 25 minutes a night and try to help Cleveland again? I mean, I don't know. We'll discuss. 888-710-4ISN. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
On stations across the continent, SiriusXM Channel 375. And don't forget to find us on the Odyssey app. Live, as it's happening, with the rewind feature that you can use. Podcast, platform of your choosing. When we slam the door out of here, you can pick us up anytime this weekend. And all of the shows on the Infinity Sports Network, as a matter of fact. If there would have been a Game 6 tonight for the Lakers, LeBron James would not have been a part of it. According to ESPN, LeBron suffered a grade 2 MCL strain in his left knee on Wednesday. Recovery timeline is 3 to 5 weeks, so he wouldn't have been able to play. That would have knocked him out the rest of this series. Hard to see the Lakers winning the series without LeBron. They couldn't win it with LeBron. And then come game number or the next series, if they got there, that, I mean, they wouldn't have had him then against either the Warriors or the Rockets. So with that, and I'm not going to be that hard on the Lakers. I don't think that the Lakers were going to win the title. I think a lot of the stuff that Luka said was the most appropriate, where you got to get a chemistry going. They did what they could. They did the best they could. They thought they traded for a big man, and then they themselves rejected the physical of Mark Williams from the Hornets. But Lucas says, I'm excited to come back and get a training camp with these guys and a preseason with these guys. And then meanwhile, J.J. Redick's like, not everybody was in championship shape, and we all think he's throwing Luka under the bus, which you can't do. You can't. That's not. You can't trade for Luka Doncic and then be that guy as a coach. I think a lot of what J.J. Redick has done as a coach, there's positives there. But all the peripheral, I saw somebody say, this man is not built to have to coach 82 games. Like, the pressure he puts on himself, the quick reaction that he has, the dismissal of the media. You can't be running on fumes all the time. You can't be high octane all the time. You need to be able to come down a little bit. I don't think Redick has learned yet how to come down. So what's next for LeBron James? What's next for LeBron James? Well, what's the question? What would be next? He has a player option for next year. He can opt into it. You're looking at about $53 million. He's got a player option, $52.2 million to opt in. And then he plays another season. And then he could be a free agent. So he could either opt in, be a free agent, make 52, and then be a free agent next year. Usually what he's been doing is opting out to then get another one-year deal that has another option. So what he's been doing is it's a one-year with a one option. Once he gets to the option, he says, let's instead give me a one-year and then give me another option after that. So he's been kicking that down the road, essentially, or keeping that option in his back pocket, where if he's going to agree to play, yeah, I'll agree to play, but I want another option. And he's LeBron James, and he can do that. So all the signs are he's going to go into that option. One thing he's done, though, is taking salary hits. He did that last year to help the Lakers roster, and he's not expected to do that. Now, July 2024, he left about $3 million on the table so that they could stay under the second apron. He even considered a larger cut if he was able to get a Klay Thompson to the Lakers, if he was able to get a James Harden to the Lakers. They need a big man. They need a big man, but LeBron, it does not seem like, is going to put money back on the table for the Lakers to make that happen. If you want a big man, you got to try to make that happen without me taking a pay cut. June 29th is when he has until he can make the decision. He does have a little bit to think about here. He could think about, do I want to maybe play somewhere else? And while all the reporting is that he's probably going to opt in, I don't even know that it's that big of a question yet to even bring it up in this context. Because it just does seem to be a matter of fact, a fait accompli, that he's going to stay a Laker. I mean, why wouldn't he? He's got Luka there. You got his buddy JJ hired as the head coach. Bronny's there. You can make the Lakers draft Bronny and then leave. Well, then they might leave Bronny. But then you make your new team sign. He could really do anything. He could sign at a low cost and go play with Cleveland. Hey, I go back to Cleveland. Hey, it's your team. I'll just come and you use me when you're needed. Now, would he do that? I don't know. Would he go play with Golden State? Been trying to think of a way to get LeBron and Steph Curry together forever. Would he go join them? Where else could he go? You want to go to play with the Thunder? You want to go play back in Miami? You want to be a Knick? I don't know. He could do any of these things. He could take a massive pay cut and go play somewhere else. What is he playing for is the question. What is LeBron James, what is he playing for? What motivates him to continue at the age of 40? Is it championships? He's won a title everywhere he's been. He went back to Cleveland to do it. He's won in Miami. He's won in Los Angeles. I'm sorry, he's won twice in Los Angeles, NBA Cup, don't you forget it. I don't think he feels like he needs to win a quote-unquote real one and not just the bubble championship. So he's won wherever he's been. He's a part of Laker history. You know, there's so many guys that have been in this league, but it's like a different elite club when you're able to be a Laker legend. He can be that. He can go back to Cleveland anytime. He's a god. Got a couple of titles at Miami. So what is it? Is it a title that motivates him? Is it winning enough that once and for all, you're the guy that we pick in the Jordan-LeBron debate? Because there's nothing he can do. He's done. He's put everything on. There's nothing that he can do. If you're somebody that says Jordan is better than LeBron, at this point, there's nothing LeBron can further do. Because even if he does match or beat the amount of titles that Jordan has, you'll still say, well, he lost those other titles and he had to play much longer to get them. They'll always be, you'll never, well, he's got more points and all these records, but he played forever. It's just, there's not a thing that he can do to do that. So, okay, is it play with his son? We played with his son. Well, is it play with his other son? Bryce is going to be a freshman at the University of Arizona. And he will be eligible for next year's draft. I mean, if you're going to play with Bronny and talk about how great it is, you're just going to peace out before you get to play with your other son that is also playing? That would be like, I would feel bad if my dad could still play, played with an older brother and then didn't want to play with me. Why don't he love me, man? Is what I would ask my Uncle Phil. So what does he want? Does he want more money? He's a billionaire. So what is going to motivate LeBron? If I was LeBron, I would at least think about, hey, I'm just going to go play, I don't know. You know what I'll do? I'll do the decision again. This is what I would do. I would do the decision again, except I wouldn't go and have Jim Gray ask me where I'm going to take my talents. I would get a giant wheel. I would put every team's logo on it. And I would say, wherever this wheel spins, I would like to go play there. And well, what if it doesn't? It's going to work. I'll play for the minimum. I just want to try something else. I want to see if I can go somewhere else and just take a team to a championship. It lands on the Wizards. All right, Washington, you got LeBron James for a year at $5 million. Put a contender around me. It lands on Boston. Oh, guess if the Celtics can do it, I'll come play for Boston. Oh, that'd be like, if that happened, I know we're taking crazy pills here, but if that happened, would that not be the greatest thing to ever happen in all of sports? There'd be nothing greater. There's no other scenario something like that could occur. It would be amazing. Spin the wheel. You got the Spurs. Oh, no, I guess I got to go team up with Victor Wembanyama. Spin the wheel. You got the Jazz. The wheel says Jazz. I'm going to Utah. Dwayne Wade owns a piece of the team. I'll be with my buddy. Maybe he'll suit up for 10 games. I don't know. I'm just, throwing this stuff out there because I don't know what motivates LeBron James at this point. Is it to just play? Because if you don't play, then you're not playing anymore. Then you have to be retired. And yeah, you've got other things to keep you occupied, but you want to play basketball. And you don't have to play 82 games. You don't even have to play 50 games. A team with LeBron James will at least get in the play-in, and then you win that game, and then you're in the postseason, and then you go from there. I mean, we got to be at like 98% chance that he's back with the Lakers, you know, either opts in or figures out another 1-1. So I think that's where the drama is. Does he just opt into the player contract to set himself up to be a free agent next year? Or does he say, I want to sign, but I want to sign in a way where I get another player option. So I'll do the thing again. I'm going to decline this player option, but immediately sign another 1-1, a one-year deal with another option. Him being on another team next year, I couldn't envision it. But I think what the Lakers will start to do is they'll start to try to build a team around Luka. Luka says, I don't really know about an extension yet. They've been talking about it since the moment he got over there. I know his defense was bad, but Luka is the next great Laker, and they are going to build around that. Maybe LeBron spins the wheel and he goes to Dallas. Wouldn't that be something? That would never happen. Why does it? That would be if LeBron opted out and just said, I'm going to go play with Dallas, play with Kyrie and AD again. Oh my God. I just wish I could like see a scenario where that plays out. Oh, that'd be incredible. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's get an update with Marco Belletti. Let's go, let's go. Let's go, let's go. Are those the words? What is this? Let's go. Let's go. My kids say that.
What, let's go?
Go.
Is he let's related go. To Tom Brady?
I don't know. We're trying to figure out, or at least some of the dads were trying to figure out why that became so popular. Let's go. And they say sick a lot. And they're all into Pokemon. A lot of Pokemon going on with my kid and his buddies. And they all like to wear these Crocs with these little like beads on them. I don't quite get it.
Hey, your kids are cool, man. I don't know why you're so lame. I'm actually wearing a pair of Crocs right now.
You are? Do tell, Carlos.
I am wearing a pair of Simpsons Crocs. So it has like a whole bunch of like Simpson charms on them. You know, whole family. I even got the cat and the dog. They're like on the back of the heel. To me, it's pretty badass, but I'm also a huge fan of the Simpsons. So, they drop stuff. I'm a shill. I'm a buy it.
So, why the charms? There's people that they wear these Crocs and they put charms on them. I don't get it.
Yeah, that's like, I don't know how long that's been a thing. They think they're called giblets. I don't know. I didn't pick these. It just came with the Croc. So, I was like, all right, whatever. I'll take them. I'm not going to wear these often. I was kind of running out a little bit later than I wanted to today. So I literally saw these by the door and I'm like, well, on my feet you go and to the car I be. So yeah, this is more of like a once in a while kind of thing, but they are kind of comfy. So, you know, there's that.
So, you know, the deal with Crocs and the movie Idiocracy. Have you heard that story?
I know of the movie. I don't think I've actually seen it.
All right, so Idiocracy is basically a documentary about what was going to happen. It's a movie where everybody's stupid, and then one guy comes to the future, and they all think that he's like a genius. But basically, everyone in this world is stupid, way stupider than we are now. I think as a people, we're kind of stupid, but it's like way, way more stupid.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going backwards.
So the wardrobe woman had a limited budget, and they shot this movie in 2004, and the person in charge of the wardrobe told Mike Judge, who was running the movie, she said, there's the startup. There's these shoes that aren't in the world yet. They're these horrible plastic shoes with holes, And we could save a ton of money if we put everyone in these things. And it was Crocs. And then Mike Judge asked her, well, what if the movie comes out and they become popular and people are going to start wearing them? And she said, these things will never be popular. They are horrible. And so the movie was still in development. It took about 2 years. And by the time they came out, everybody was in Crocs.
Yep. She called it.
So if you look at the movie, I've never had a pair of Crocs. The only pair of Crocs that's been in my house is my kid. I don't get the allure of them.
There's no allure. It's really just meant to throw it on and lounge around in the house. Like, they're house shoes. But again, you slap a Simpsons sticker on a bag of flour, I am purchasing said flour. So I had to get these Crocs.
Okay.
I have a pair of Vans, actually, that are also from Simpsons. I'll send you a picture of those. Those are badass. It's got Moe on one side, and it's got Lenny and Carl on the other.
No, and I don't mind, like, I'm not somebody who really does anything to their appearance before I go out in the world.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah, I do not. I mean, comfort is king to me. So I dress up and I go out. But for Crocs, for some reason, I'm like, I just can't do it with Crocs. I just can't be seen wearing those.
But you can be seen wearing what you normally wear when you step out of the house, which is just very ass backwards thinking. Me, it's all right. I pick up the stylish points for both of us. I'm actually wearing, not only am I wearing Simpsons Crocs, I have myself a gorgeous, beautiful Bart Simpson New Era hat with a corresponding Bart Simpsons t-shirt.
Fun. I am actually wearing a t-shirt right now that I think I'm going to retire. It's a long sleeve shirt. It's a nice color. It's like a kind of beach green, you know. I get too many comments on it, and I have to have the same conversation over and over, and I'm just tired of it. It's a Savannah Bananas shirt. You know the Savannah Bananas? There's this traveling baseball team.
I've always wanted to go to a game.
I mean, everyone calls them like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball is what it's the easiest way to describe them.
Good pull.
But my wife and I went to Savannah years ago, and so we've always kind of like had a affinity for Savannah-related apparel or wear or whatever. And so there was this, when the Savannah Bananas first started, I was like, oh, I'll wear a shirt of that. And this is like when they first started. You know, they weren't hitting home runs with flamethrowers yet. They were just like a minor league baseball team. And I got the shirt. Basically, I'm one of these guys that got the shirt of the band before the band got cool. So now every time that I'm out in public, I wear this shirt. And I have to have these conversations. It could be a stranger. It could be today it was another dad at the park after school. Oh, the Savannah Bananas. I just found out about them. I go, yeah, they're a baseball team. Yeah, they're like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball, kind of, aren't they? Yeah. So you're a big fan, I guess? I went to Savannah and I wear this shirt and oh, that's so awesome. It's just the same thing all the time. It's hard though. I don't want to retire the shirt because it's one of these shirts that like my weight will fluctuate a little bit, you know, and it like always fits me. It's one of those shirts that transform to my weight.
Yeah, it moves with you. Why do all your stories always start with, I met a dad? There's never, I met a mom at the park, at the school, at the social function. It's always another dad.
Well, you know, the dads tend to gravitate to the dads. I was caught on a one-on-one with a mom tonight, and we had a nice conversation, but then you feel like, you know, I'm a married guy. I can't be talking to other women.
Oh, God. You're one of those.
I don't know. I just... What happens if she, like, really digs the Bartometer?
Well, I mean, there is a shutoff feature when she can't have it.
I don't know.
We really did bond, though.
Good segment.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, that's it? Oh, darn. 888-710-4ISN. Want to talk LeBron? Want to talk Giannis? Want to talk Game 7? Warriors-Rockets. We're going to one next.
Thank you for listening to The Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.